So apparently the Texas Department of Transportation has something to hide from taxpayers. It's Wednesday, July 12, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your day here with the Texas Minute. According to a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Biden administration's trying to legalize illegal immigration. We'll get to that coming up, but first. Former U.S. Representative Myra Flores has announced her intention to challenge incumbent Vicente Gonzalez and retake her previously held South Texas seat in Congress. Flores told Fox News she's been recruited by the National Republican Congressional Committee and that her campaign will focus on issues such as border security and child trafficking. Flores is running in Texas's 34th Congressional District. That's a predominantly Hispanic community representing cities like Brownsville and McAllen. It's been considered a battleground for Republicans in South Texas. Flores won a special election there in 2022, but then lost in the November general election that year. In response to Texas Governor Greg Abbott's request for border aid, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has deployed National Guard troops to assist with the worsening crisis. When the request was first sent, Florida and Idaho Governors Ron DeSantis and Brad Little were the first to announce their plans and to send aid. Days later, Youngkin was joined by the governors of West Virginia and South Carolina in announcing their plans. The 100 soldiers and support staff from Virginia should be on the ground right now. Following an announcement by the Biden administration about the start of a new immigration program, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety is warning it could essentially legalize illegal immigration. The Biden administration announced Friday that it'll soon start a new immigration program called Family Reunification Parole. It will allow immigrants from certain Central American countries and Colombia to enter the U.S. legally. The administration claims the new program will deter illegal aliens from making the dangerous trip from these countries and promote family unity. But Lieutenant Chris Olivares said the program amounts to little more than legalizing illegal immigration by creating a much larger magnet. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Many folks today scoff at the idea that America was founded by Christians using biblical principles, but they are simply denying history. On the Liberty Cafe, what I try to do is bring a biblical perspective, as Christians have done since the founding of our nation, to determine how Texans and Americans should respond to oppression today. I hope you'll listen in wherever you get your podcast.
The Texas Department of Transportation is attempting to withhold documents concerning the agency's use of materials related to two leftist programs. Those programs are first the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, or DEI, and the second is Environmental, Social, and Governance, or ESG. Both DEI and ESG have been widely recognized to push leftist propaganda in government agencies and large corporations. Now, responding to a tip from a whistleblower, Texas Scorecard sought agency records that would either confirm or debunk allegations that TxDOT has been pushing a woke agenda on its nearly 13,000 employees. But rather than provide the relevant documents, the agency's Associate General Counsel is petitioning the Office of the Attorney General to allow that information to be exempted from disclosure. Now, I don't know about you, but when government agencies try to hide documents like these, it makes me think they must really have something they don't want you to see. Now, you can follow along with this story and check out the details of the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Soli Rice, Emily Medeiros, and Valerie Munoz. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.